Salam dear listeners and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu and today we have a nice bhajan on Lord Krishna. It has just four lines but it has a lot of vibrancy to it. This is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Govinda, Govinda, Bhajaman Radhe Govinda.
So this is what we will learn now. Like in every episode of this program, let's get familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga. And then I'm going to play for you an excerpt from a very beautiful drama which was staged by the students of the Vrindavan campus in January 2017, because that amplifies so beautifully what is conveyed in this bhajan. And then in the end you will listen to the final version of this bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan in Sai Kulwanthal. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Govinda, Govinda, Bhajaman Radhe Govinda, Radha Lola Govinda, Rasa Vilola Gopala, Krishna Keshava, Hare Madhava, Govinda Jaya Govinda, Hare Murare, Sai Murare, Govinda Jaya Govinda.
Now that you are familiar with the lyrics, this is how this bhajan should be sung.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale G Pancham.
Govinda, Govinda, Bhajaman Radhe Govinda.
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 Radha Lola Govinda, Rasa Vilola Gopala.
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 Govinda, Govinda, Bhajaman Radhe Govinda.
Govinda, Govinda, Bhajaman Radhe Govinda.
Krishna Keshava Hare Madhava Govinda Jay 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 Govinda.
Hare Murare Sai Murare 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 Govinda Jay Govinda.
Now we will have third speed.
Govinda Jay Govinda, Govinda Jay Govinda.
Govinda Jay Govinda, Govinda Jay Govinda.
Govinda Jay Govinda, Jay Govinda, Jay Govinda.
Govinda Jay Govinda, Jay Govinda, Jay Govinda.
Govinda, Govinda, Bhajaman Radhe Govinda.
So that's how this beautiful bhajan on Lord Krishna flows. Let's unravel the swaras and the raga behind this bhajan. So Anirudh, your thoughts on the technical structure of this bhajan?
Saram Bishu.
Saram.
This beautiful Namavali is based on a mixture of two ragas, I can say, because it's not completely belonging to one raga. So it has traces of raga called Kiravani. Sa re shudre ga komal ga ma pa dha komal dha ni sa shudni sa ni da pa ma ga re sa sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa ni da pa ma ma pa dha pa ma ga re sa. So you have bhajans like Jaya Ram Hare Jaya Ram Hare Panduranga Panduranga Pandhari Nivasa He Panduranga Parteshwari Jagajanani Rajiva Lochana Jaya Jaya Rama. All these are based on Kiravani. So in this bhajan you have the trace of Kiravani, and also you can call it a small deviation from Natabhairav or Gauri Manohari. That is, Sarigamapada. The Shuddha Dha comes instead of the Komal Dha from Kiravani. Means it is so beautifully composed that it is not in one raga alone, but you get take the beauty of two, three ragas, and I think only in Sai Bhajans that is there, because the hardcore musicians or orthodox musicians may want the composition to be in one particular raga.
Hmm.
And if it slightly deviates, they'll feel very as if we have done some mistake in the whole yes. composition. But yes. whereas the whole Sai Bhajan concept itself comes from the
yes.
heart of the composer, what Swami inspires.
Yes.
And raga is just used as a tool.
Yes.
And so in that way, this bhajan is beautifully captured with the trace of Kiravani and Natabhairav or Gauri Manohari, we can say.
So they conform to the raga. Sai Bhajans conform to the bhava.
Yes, the bhava is the most important. And this has very soulful, pining mood in the bhajan.
Hmm.
Especially when it goes the third speed. Govinda Jai Govinda, Govinda Jai Govinda, Govinda Jai Govinda, Jai Govinda, Jai Govinda. It's a simple Namavali.
So the best way is to look at all the swaras, then you can decipher how this bhajan is composed.
Yes, it's also helpful for the singers and the harmonium players.
Govinda, Govinda, Bhajman Radhe Govinda. Papa gari re gari gari sa ni sa re re. Papa gari re gari gari sa ni sa re re. Radha lola Govinda rasa bilola Gopala.
Here you have the beautiful flavor of one more raga called Pilu, and the Shuddha ga also comes, the major.
Ma 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 ga ma pa ma ga ri ma ma ga ri ga ri sa sa. Ma 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 ga ma pa ma ga ri ma ma ga ri ga ri sa sa. Krishna Keshava Hare Madhava Govinda Jai Govinda. Pa 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 da pa 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 da pa da pa ma ga ma pa pa.
In the third speed you have
Govinda Jai Govinda, Govinda Jai Govinda. Ni 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 sa sa re re ga ga re ga re sa sa. Ni 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 sa sa re re ga ga re ga re sa sa.
I'm reminded of one more bhajan.
Jai Gopal.
similar lines.
Yes. Short and another very powerful bhajan.
Yes.
Beautiful. So let's do the beat also.
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat. Keharva or Aditalam, the classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Govinda, Govinda, Bhajman Radhe Govinda.
Govinda, Govinda, Bhajman Radhe Govinda.
Radha Lola Govinda, Rasavi Lola Gopala.
Radha Lola Govinda, Rasavi Lola Gopala.
Govinda.
Very vibrant Namavali.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So coming now to the aspect of what each word in this bhajan means.
Govinda, Govinda, Bhajaman Radhe Govinda.
All the words are pretty familiar to us. Govinda, Bhajamana. Mana is mind. Bhajamana means, oh mind. Chant the name of Govinda, Govinda, Radhe Govinda, Radha we know, is the epitome of love, divine love. And Govinda, Swami has explained, is one who takes care of Go. Go means cow. Go means Mother Nature. Go means individual souls. Go also means animal tendencies. So Govinda is one who subdues our animal nature, who purifies us, who elevates us. And the Lord is called as Govinda and Gopala because the Lord takes care of us and the Lord ensures that our animal tendencies are in check. One very beautiful illustration of how the Lord does this is the life of Saint Suratas. Earlier he was called Bilva Mangala. On one occasion, when his eyes strayed to watch a woman, he got so upset with himself. How could I do this? Chanting the name of the Lord. I am someone who constantly is chanting the name of Krishna, but how could my eyes do something that my Krishna will not approve of? He was filled with so much remorse, so much of repentance that he got solace only when he got rid of his eyes. He didn't want to commit such a mistake again. Such was the determination of Bilva Mangala, which made him Suradas. Always wanted to keep himself pure. The tenacity to pursue this path of purity came from his undiluted devotion to Krishna. This is in fact one of the most inspiring episodes when we recall the lives of saints who have shown us the path of devotion, of salvation. And this was very beautifully staged in Sai Kulwant Hall in January 2017 by the students of the Vrindavan campus. Let us listen to an excerpt from this drama. Once we listen to the story of Suradas, we will know the height to which our heart should reach so that we too can experience everlasting peace.
Shyama Sundara Nanda Lala, the breathtaking beauty of the Lord, has for centuries captivated the hearts of millions. From the playfield of Braj Bhumi to the fertile hearts lush with devotion, all resonate the joy of his flute.
The word flute reminds me of what Swami says. One must be hollow without any pride or individuality. One must inhale only the breath of God and transmute that breath into melodious music that confers on every fleeting moment the joy of eternity. One such flute, dear to the heart of the cosmic prankster, was Suradas.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
please take me back to that day when I found you alone in a forest chanting the same mantra. Years have rolled by, but your voice retains its sweetness and your devotion has reached a new level altogether.
Guruji, are you not the one who taught me that through prayer and devotion one can experience the love of Dwarakadhish, my Hridaya Nivasi?
Well, well, today a dignitary from the royal court, Sri Dwarikadas ji, is visiting our home. I met him in our temple and he has accepted our invitation. Ah, there he is. Pranams Dwarikadas ji, we were just discussing you.
Ayushman Bhava. Well, Krishnadas ji, who is this boy? He seems to have a divine glow on his face.
He is Bilva Mangal. It was that divine glow and his mellifluous voice that urged me to take him into my care and educate him.
But I never heard him sing. Bilva, could you sing for us?
Twameva mata cha pita, twameva. Twameva bandhuscha sakha, twameva. Twameva vidya, dravinam twameva. Twameva sarvam, mama deva deva.
Wah! What a sweet voice!
You have a very bright future, son. Krishnadas ji, where did you find this rare gem?
I found him in Runakta, near Mathura.
Runakta? I feel this boy is my nephew. He must be the son of my deceased cousin, Brajdas of Runakta. His voice verily resembles that of Brajdas.
God, mysterious are your ways of connecting the dots. Bilva, Bilva, meet your uncle. He's the cousin of your father, Brajdas.
Uncle? Uncle?
Krishnadas ji, I have a request. Will you let Bilva come with me? I shall take good care of him and nurture his talents in Agra.
Bilva, will you go with Dwarikadas ji? I am sure that you would be better off there.
Your will is my command, Guruji.
Dwarikadas ji, from now on, he is yours.
Thank you so much, Krishnadas ji. Come, Bilva, we shall go.
As man traverses through the arduous journey of his ephemeral existence towards the only lasting reality, there is many an enticement that blocks his path to perfection. However, if he has to attain that lasting reality, he must overcome all the allurements that enslave his fickle mind.
Swami elucidates this through a beautiful example. He says it is beneficial for the boat to be on the water, but fatal for the water to be in the boat. Likewise, it is beneficial for us to live in this world so that we may realize our true self, but harmful for the world to live in our minds. The attractions that bind us to this world will ultimately drown us down.
Overwhelmed by a maddening distraction, Bilva Mangal decided to find his own way out.
मंगल जी, जय श्री कृष्ण. यू हियर? वी डिडंट सी यू एट ऑल.
होप वी डिड नॉट डिस्टर्ब यू.
यस, यू वर डूइंग सम इम्पोर्टेंट वर्क.
यू वर सीइंग समथिंग वेरी इंटेंटली ओवर देयर.
मूर्ख, बिल्वा मंगल जी was having the divine darshan of Lord Krishna everywhere. Right, Bilwa Mangalji?
You are so devoted. But there are so many crooks out there.
Yes. As the women are passing by, they shamelessly stare at them.
Krishna, Krishna, what a sin. Such people must not be allowed to stay in the town.
They must be forced to leave the place.
You don't worry about all this, Bilwa Mangalji. You continue chanting Krishna's name.
Even after all this insult, he is still standing there, unabashed, without a trace of remorse on his face.
But then, what else can you expect of such a worthless person? How could you be so disgraceful? You are an unforgivable sinner.
Krishna! Even the disgusting tramps are better than you.
You say you have devotion for Krishna? All that you do is mere pleasure seeking.
No!
For committing such sins, his eyes must be plucked out.
Our words seem to make no impact on him at all.
You don't deserve to stay here anymore. You?
For the welfare of the town, we must throw him out.
No.
Let us drive away this filthy beggar.
No. Krishna! Ah! Krishna!
Gurudev!
Gurudev! Gurudev!
What a grave sin have I committed. God has bestowed his eyes to see only his divine form. Devoid of wisdom, I gloat in observing the unworthy sights of this transient world. Mercy, O Lord, have mercy on this restless soul. Do not give way to despondency, Gurudev.
No.
No. These eyes, these sinful eyes keep wandering, hankering around the worldly objects, taking me away from my Lord. I will find solace only if I am bereft of them. Yes. These thoughts will teach them the best lesson.
Krishna!
No! No, Gurudev!
Gurudev! Krishna!
At last. At last. I am really glad. Happy not to observe the unworthy trinkets of this fleeting world. I shall concentrate on the beatific form of my Lord, who will reveal himself as light within. Krishna, you are my only refuge. Floored by his racking repentance, Bilva Mangal was unable to find any repose in his mind. His heart was a raging tempest of guilt and remorse.
The taut strings of devotion strung up a melancholic music, begging the Lord for his forgiveness.
The raging tempest within him was quelled when the compassionate Lord sent forth a torrential downpour of mercy, suffusing every cell in his being.
The much-awaited succor came in the form of an advice from a towering giant in the realms of spirituality, who would assist Bilva Mangal sail over the turbulent waters of his worldly sojourn.
Our master has changed so much.
Yes, after he lost his eyesight, Gurudev is hardly concerned about his physical welfare.
Suffering brings us near to God. We see it so visible in our own master. But then, why is it that he inflicts so much suffering on himself? Don't you see the lofty message behind it? See no evil. See what is good. Hear no evil. Hear what is good. Do no evil. Do what is good. This is the way to God. And this is the message for all mankind.
Suffering ennobles us and teaches us to use God's gift to feel and absorb all that is true, divine and beautiful. Are you aware that the great Vallabhacharya has come to town?
Yes, I have heard a lot about him. He is a great scholar and also a great devotee of the Lord. We must inform our master about him.
द्वार तुम्हारे
Master, the great Vallabhacharya has come to meet you from the south.
O pious one, our master, the great Vallabhacharya, is here.
Oh, Acharyavara, I'm sorry.
I did not know you've come.
My prostrations to you.
Sukhi Bhava, O Bilva Mangal. Come, let's sit down. Are you happy and comfortable?
What comfort can I have, O Gurudev, when I do not receive the grace of the Lord?
O Bilva Mangal, I was on my way to Mathura when the sweet melody of your voice pulled me here.
I am blessed, Acharya. I am blessed.
Tell me, Bilva Mangal, why is it that I hear you singing something that one feels is rising from within, but getting choked at the throat?
Acharya, Mahaprabhu, when a sad man sings, his songs are full of sorrow. I am a sinner. God has given us this voice to sing only His divine glories. Instead, I have used this voice for the transient and the low.
Who deserves His divine grace more than you, Bilva Mangal? Tell me, why do you plead in such humble terms? None of us are sinners. Remove this idea of sin and remorse from your mind. Don't be bogged down with such misery.
But Gurudev, what else can I do?
Sing the leelas of Lord Almighty and describe His divine play.
But what do I understand of His divine play, Acharya?
It is said, Bhagavatam vinte Bhagavatar. Listen to the Bhagavatam.
Gopalam Uravanamalam Nayana Vishalam Dukkaharam Vrindavana Chandam Ananda Kandam Paramanandam Dharanidharam Vallabhadhana Shyamam
Mangal, henceforth you shall be known by the name Sur Das, and your name shall spread far and wide. Sur, the valorous, the courageous, and the brave. Come with me to Bridge. There is a temple of Lord Srinathji. You can sing to the Lord and the people the divine leelas of Krishna to your heart's content. Come, let's go.
Come.
Complying with Guru Vallabhacharya's wish, Surdas settled down in Braj and sang the glorious Leelas of Bhagwan Krishna, instilling in the common man a sense of devotion.
The delicate bud of devotion for Lord Krishna blossomed into a fragrant flower, transforming Braj into a paradise. The fragrance wafted to all corners, stirring up maddening devotion for the Lord.
As the first rays of the sun touched the Braj Bhumi, and with the melodies of Surdas reverberating, it would hallow the place, attracting even a chance traveler. Such was the magnetic charm that Braj exuded during Surdas's days.
Oblivious of hunger and thirst, the name Lord Krishna satiated all his needs. His intense longing for the Lord translated itself into a mighty compendium of more than 8,000 songs, each redolent of Krishna Leelas, entitled Sur Sagar.
Sur Sagar thus drenched the people of Braj, taking them to a state of bliss. Surdas slowly became near and dear to the Lord.
So that is how Bilva Mangala became Suridas and flowed from him in beautiful symphony in Sur. Sur means in tune. Thousands of compositions. And how he submerged hundreds of people in the love of the divine. In chanting Govinda. In turning their minds. Bhajamana. Turning their minds towards the love of Radha. Love of the divine sport that the Lord is constantly filling us with, if only we have the eyes to see. So that is what is conveyed in Govinda, Govinda, Bhajmane Radhe Govinda. Let's move on to the next line.
Radha Lola Govinda, Rasa Vilola Gopala.
Radha Lola Govinda Rasavi Lola Gopala. Suridas, as I told you, was experiencing a Rasa Krida in his heart. He was experiencing the divine sport of the Lord within himself. Krishna, in fact, appeared before him and played with him. Krishna longed to be with him. He recreated all the joy that gopis and gopalas enjoyed. And he did this specially for Suridas. He didn't need the physical eyes to see this glory and to experience this ananda. The Lord ensured that what he saw with his inner eye was something so beautiful that after he had experienced that, he never ever felt the need to again ever have the eyes to see anything of the world. That inner joy, that tranquility, that bliss that sublimation and supplication of the senses. That is what he experienced. The world outside did not entice him anymore. Everything became Krishna for him. That is what is rasa, rasa krida. That is what Krishna used to grant the gopikas and gopalas when he used to play with them. That is what gopikas and gopalas and Radha longed for and experienced it the moment they started reliving those moments with Krishna. That is how our lives too should be. Every bhajan session can become a session of rasa krida with the Lord. We can experience that joy of feeling him within, of that friendship with him within, of that endearing moments of affection with him within. That is what is conveyed in Radha Lola Govinda, Rasavi Lola Gopala. Let's move on to the third line.
Krishna Keshava Hare Madhava Govinda Jay Govinda.
Krishna Keshava Hari Madhava Govinda Jai Govinda. Jai means victory. Madhava is one who is the master of Maya, who is the master of this creation, master of everything outside, which is in fact created through the Maya Shakti, the illusory power of the Lord. And the Lord is the master of everything around us. That is what is meant by Madhava. Keshava means one from whom emanates rays of grace, and also the one who has beautiful hair. All the divine incarnations of the Lord had beautiful personalities. They enraptured everyone through their power, through their wisdom, through their grace. That is Keshava. Krishna Keshava Hare Madhava Govinda Jai Govinda. Victory to that Lord who is the most beautiful one, Krishna, one of the most enchanting names of the Lord. So victory to that Lord who is the most enchanting one, who has those lovely locks of hair and who is the master of creation. Let's move on to the last line.
Hare Murare Sai Murare Govinda Jai Govinda.
Hare Murare Sai Murare Govinda Jai Govinda. Mura is a demon, and it refers to the demon of ignorance. Our ignorance is what leads us to ego. And what is this ignorance? This ignorance is the feeling that we are the body. Only when we think that we are the body, when we have this body consciousness, that is when all the other evil traits, greed, lust, anger, everything comes in. The Lord decimates that ignorance. That is why he is called Murari. Hare Murari, Sai Murari. And it's the same Lord who came down again as Sai. Hare Murari, Sai Murari, Govinda Jai Govinda. Victory to such a beautiful, merciful Lord. That is what is conveyed in this last line. So this line, this entire bhajan, goads us to just chant the name of the Lord, Govinda, Govinda, incessantly chant, just like Suradas sang, just like Meera sang, just like Jayadeva sang. Because once we lose ourselves in the names of the Lord will fill us with his form, with his beauty, with his purity. And then one day we will become one with that supreme divinity. So that is what is so beautifully conveyed in this lovely bhajan. Let's sing this once again with the students of Prashantanilayam.
Govinda, Govinda, bhaj mane radhe Govinda.
Govinda, Govinda, bhaj mane radhe Govinda.
Govinda, Govinda, bhaj mane radhe Govinda.
Govinda, Govinda, bhajman radhe.
That brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, please feel free to write to us. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. With heart full of gratitude, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.